This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the things turned topsy-turvy by this pandemic, other than, you know, like everything, well, healthcare spending. Turns out companies that offer health insurance coverage might be in line to save some money this year as employees have put off elective or non-essential care. But a new survey from the accounting and auditing firm PwC says those companies might be spending more right now on mental health care. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
PwC's Health Research Institute does an annual report on employers' health care spending, and there's a big difference this year because of the pandemic. Ben Isger heads the institute.
Employers are making mental health a priority because it really is in their interest to keep their people healthy and working productively.
Isger says the institute interviewed more than 400 employers and around 12,000 individuals. Almost a third of those workers had accessed mental health care services or were planning to, and employers are offering new benefits.
Health and wellness apps that might help with meditation, stress reduction.
Employees are also having virtual visits with counselors. Isger says employer spending on psychiatry services rose 43% from 2014 to 2018. Joanne Volk at the Georgetown University Center on Health Insurance Reforms says, according to the CDC,
one in three people are reporting that they are experiencing either anxiety or depression as a result of COVID-19.
But employer spending on mental health care isn't unlimited. Michael Urban directs the occupational therapy program at the University of New Haven.
They may only cover like one or two visits for you to go talk to someone.
Or require you to pay a hefty deductible. And virtual visits don't work for everyone. Some people, craving face-to-face contact during the pandemic, need in-person counseling, which can cost employers more. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.